It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Miss Patricia Cunningham, good morning.
Good morning.
You know JW.
I do.
Yeah. He's been doing news and weather and information around here for what? Wow. 72 years.
I know his wife, too.
Yeah?
I do.
You know what? She runs as just as hard as Miss Anna does.
She does.
Takes a lot to keep us lined out.
Yeah, we got to be set straight.
Now, I've been with Red River since I was 15 years old, with the credit union.
Uh-huh.
Since I was 15, I've been with Red River Credit Union. And you do a lot with the local high schools.
We do.
You tell us a little bit about how that program works.
Well, our biggest partnership is with Texas High, Arkansas High, and Liberty ILO. And so we have a student kiosk in all three of those high schools where we have a small branch inside those schools where we hire two students from each school to work with us at those kiosks during lunches. Some of them used to be open before school, but now we mainly just have them during lunch, and the students can, you know, you do transactions. Some of the staff,
so they're learning banking.
Oh, yeah.
They're banking.
They're full tellers. And so when they finish their day, usually they're in the DECA program. When they finish their day around 1 or 2 o'clock, they come to a branch and work.
So, isn't that neat? Yeah.
So the Texas High branch, those students come to the Summerhill branch. The Arkansas High go to Trinity branch, mm-hmm. and Liberty ILO goes to the Highway 59 branch.
Okay.
So they're full part-time employees for
you've
us.
The varsity?
Yeah, it's a checking.
So, birth to 13 is our Homer account, and Homer's our little lion mascot. And then once you transition to 13, from 13 to 18, it is a varsity account.
Okay. So, I don't know what I started with, but I just know that I guess I was about 15 years old when I got my first one. But you've got a big event coming up.
We do this Saturday.
I know. I see you guys often when I go down, because New Boston Road, if you're going to get some tacos, let's just... You know, if you want some real Mexican food, they've got Vero's over there,
yes.
and Tacos Mi Pueblo all lined up there. But you've got a branch over there.
We do. We're right next to Vero's, or we're sort of in her building. We rent a space from her, and the branch actually started in her store. And Veronica Vero's actually started as a teller for us, and so she wanted to have a branch there in her store. And so we added a location inside the store. It was a very small office. It was maybe about the size of this room right here that we're in. And then it grew so much that they would have a line of people wanting to see the teller, that she got so busy we had to hire another teller. So we hired somebody else, and it just got so busy that there was always a line from about 10:30 to 1 o'clock. So
what are you doing out there?
We're going to have this Saturday, we're going to have our Hispanic Heritage Month event with Texas County College and Texas A&M, and we'll have Spanish dancers. They're going to have, I can't even say the name of them, ballet, folk, liqueur,
it's very cultural. They have the whole costumes. It's a very neat event.
Right. There's going to be a Caribbean dance and party, games, crafts. They're going to have different vendors are going to be there. They'll have arts and crafts for kids. Veronica's going to have some food out available.
He said the word. I'm in.
You know JW is going to be there when there's food involved.
Her tacos are fabulous, and her little drinks that she has in her little drink station that's in the back of her store are unbelievable.
Yeah, we're going to have to get out there then. So that's this Saturday.
This Saturday from 11 to 3. Oh. And you can't miss it. I mean, it'll be right in the big parking lot that's in front of our little branch.
Yeah, oh yeah. Everybody knows where Vero's is. Mm-hmm. Or if not, just look for us. JW be out there, a handful of tacos. Sopas.
Yeah, I know what's good.
Oh, I love the sopas.
Yeah, he'll have a little bit of all of it. So can you stick around with us a little bit? We got a game called Yes or BS. I think you're going to do awesome at it.
Okay. We'll give it a whirl.
She looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, boy.
Miss Patricia, with Red River, the online banking, you've got a whole new system that's basically built out for the future.
Yes, we do.
I mean, it really is. It's a little more, well, it upgrades all the security stuff.
It does. It has a whole new look, whole new feel to it. And one of the new things that we just rolled out just last week was our new online newsletter. So most everybody that has been getting the newsletter You'll get this last one in the mail within the next week, and that will be it. We are eliminating our printed newsletter, and so it'll only be online. And if you go into a branch can print one for you, but for the most part, we are eliminating that printed newsletter.
Well, it really is. Best thing about the platform, I think, though, is all of the security that it puts in place. Because, I mean, now you're building out for the next, at least the next 10 years.
Right, right. Our system was pretty outdated, and everybody has, you know, some of the people were like, why did you get one that doesn't work anymore, or why don't you... Don't fix what's not broke.
Well, because they were so used to the way you
they
know
were.
How it is. You get on there and you're used to hit dot, 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 dot.
And the problem was is that system was no longer going to be available. And there was no upgrades, nothing. They were not going to support it anymore. So we had to get a new one.
Yeah,
we had no option.
Protect everybody's security. Yes. That's first and foremost, I think. So anyway, I need to learn how to use that one. But I've been keeping CDs now and all that at Red River for so long. You got to...
One thing about Red River is you're so convenient. You got so many different locations, and then ATMs.
Right.
There's one not too far away from
right,
you.
There is, and we just added an ATM in DeQueen, and a branch will be coming there by the end of the year.
Cool.
All right, so you want to play a game?
Sure.
Okay. Yes or BS is what we call it. And basically, I'll give you a statement, and you have to say yes, it's true, or BS, that ain't true.
Yes,
right?
It's just a bunch of hoops.
All right, so Popeye. You know Popeye the Sailor?
Popeye, yes.
Yeah, Popeye.
Yeah, Popeye, not Pie Pie.
Do I call him Popeye? Popeye. Popeye's nephews were called Peepie, Poopie, Popeye, and Poopie.
I almost said it's BS.
BS.
It's true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, yeah, so you learn something every day.
Yeah.
Approximately 1/4 of human bones are in the feet.
I'd say that's true.
It is true.
It is true. 52 bones in the feet, 206 in the whole body. A slug's blood is green.
True.
I'm going to say true.
It's true. Sneezes regularly exceed 100 miles an hour.
I'd say true.
True.
You guys are sharp.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, you really are. As far as has ever been reported in history... As far as ever has been reported, no one has ever seen an ostrich bury its head in the sand.
I probably say that's true.
I think it's true.
It is true. I don't know why anybody ever came. Where did that come from? Did an ostrich bury its head in the sand?
It seemed like it wouldn't be true.
Okay.
You know,
well.
Some radio guy probably made it up.
Yeah, probably so.
You think? All right. So Snow White's seven dwarves all worked as lumberjacks.
No,
lumberjacks.
That's BS. No. They were miners.
That's right. Yeah. They were miners.
Had to go to the mine.
Thank you so much for coming and being a part of our show this morning.
You're
welcome.
We
did so well on the BS, yeah.
She did. You guys are sharp. Y'all are a lot smarter than me.
Well, yeah. We knew that.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.